praise God for the opportunity to give Him glory. You know that? Not everybody will. They want the glory themselves. I don't need it. I don't want the weight of it. Did you know there's great weight on honor? Great weight on honor. I get enough weight, but God opposed me. And I appreciate the opportunity to teach God's word with power, with authority, with faith and wisdom, and watch the results. This ministry will be aired all over the world on live stream, or is being aired. Roku, people are joining up every day. Thank God. You're tuned in to the truth. No, we don't call it the word of truth. It is the word of truth. All right? I've heard the hour of truth and all this stuff. The hour of power. What kind of power? All the nonsense. America is in great trouble today because of the prophets, the false prophets. Jeremiah was surrounded by false prophets. And I have been surrounded by false prophets. Unbelievable. False prophets all around me. And their whole intent was to deceive me. Cunning men, sleight of hand, lying in wait to deceive me. Didn't happen. They thought I was like them. That's what they thought. But sorry, you're mistaken. I'm nothing like you. Never was. And I praise God the way He made me. He made me for this job. And He told me that only about, what, 4 or 5 years ago? Somewhere in there. I appreciate He letting me go for years before He ever told me He made me for it. Amen. But anyway, I just want to thank God for all of you throughout the world, wherever you're at. The times are coming to an end. There's no question about it. Yesterday, after we left here, we were talking about about the millennium, about the new Jerusalem, about the new heaven and new earth. And the new Jerusalem will appear after there's a new heaven and a new earth. Thank God. But there's 1,000 years that the body of Christ, God's people, will live apparently on this earth where we're at today. Now, you say apparently. Well, that's hard for this head to accept. You know that? I know you got all the answers. But I've had problems believing the Bible. You know, I've met you people. Oh, I believe every word of the Bible. I believe in the inerrancy of the Bible. There cannot be an error in it, and anybody that would say so, they're just heathen. Well, you're a heathen because you say you believe it and you don't believe any of it. That's scary. Do you know that? That is scary. I don't know how many of you read my posting last night about the Constitution. Thank God. I was amazed at what transpired in the evening, what God had me post, and ended up talking about the Constitution in June of 12. I think it was June 9th I posted it or started it. I read the Constitution of the United States of America on live stream. The pressure that came reading it, honestly, I don't say a lot, but not too many things I've ever read caused the pain while it was being read. that the Constitution of the United States of America calls me. A year ago, June. And honestly, it was like I had to just set my will, knowing I was going to read in vain. And you know, I'm not one that offers myself to see how much pain I can take. No, I like to run away from it, you know, but I don't. So anyway, but last night, after I posted what I did about the Constitution, that was the end of it, the breakthrough was incredible. And that is a fact. I don't think we'll talk any more about the breakthrough, but it was a good one. Thank God. So I'm happy that I'm overcoming. I also want to say the Constitution of the United States was inspired by God, and he intended for the preachers of America to believe it, and the people of America to believe it, and the government of America to believe it and adhere to it. Thank God. And I am fired up already. Amen. Praise God. So, all you people that believe in separation of church and state, you're separated, all right, from God. God never had... In Israel, who ran the place? Oh, my goodness sakes. I thought we were going to talk about something different. But I promised you all I was going to post a letter that I wrote to a lawyer. And then I didn't get it done. But here is what happened to me. Thank God, in the business world, a lot of things. But I was president of a stock company on 25% of the stock. I was president of North Collin Water Supply Corporation, the building and establishing of that water supply corporation had about 150 new members, and that was an experience leading that thing and putting it together. It was hilarious, frankly. More fun than you can imagine. And there was a 7-member board, and I know God had me do that, because after I went through that experience, never would I be a member, be a party of a board with more than 3 members, and me president. And my closest friend, the one of the other two, so I could fire the third one. Now, well, I have learned a few things. So, but when I started Water of Life Ministries by the Spirit of God, I didn't run it like a corporation. I did not run it according to the Board of Trustees. I was the president, chairman of the board, with 2 trustees. And we'd have a meeting, and when we had our meeting, I would hear what God was saying, because God was conducting the meeting through my heart while we were present, and I would tell the other two what God was saying, and they'd affirm it, we'd agree on it, and say yes. Now, that doesn't sound like a corporation that you've been associated with, right? No. Let me tell you. I heard Elder Thomas say one time something I thought was rather cute. I think Elder's in heaven. Well, I'm sure he is. But he mentioned the board of directors, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I said, that's kind of cute. You know that? Well, that's the board I follow. Amen. Now, I didn't know we were going to do this. I thought we were going to do Acts 13, and we are. So hang loose. Are we ready, Kathy?
We're ready.
Let's go.
Verse 1. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, which was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Magan, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.
Hold it, right there. Five prophets and teachers. Right? Five prophets and teachers. Now, in 1980, God told me to come to Plano and speak to the people of Plano. I said, and what do I say? He said, read in Acts where Paul went to Antioch, and you will understand. So I did. I read the 11th chapter, and we talked of that yesterday a bit, and then the 13th chapter. Honestly, God had been telling me that I was a prophet. But who wants to be a prophet? You don't even want to acknowledge such an office. Unless you're some gun-hole person that doesn't know what it means and call yourself a prophet, and I've met a bunch of them, and all they are is false prophets. Nothing but. But once I read 11 and then 13, five prophets and teachers, I got some understanding immediately what God had been saying to me. I was a prophet. I also saw that prophets, and they were called prophets and teachers in that location, God establishing his work through them. And when they were sent, those same people became apostles. That made them apostle, prophet, and a teacher. Now, you people that just had your one little office, you were the apostle of the sanitation department. Yeah. Oh, God, did I run into some flaky spirits. But thank God for the Lord, and thank God for the Word of God. It's right there. And to tell somebody that you're a prophet and a teacher, and then now God has sent you, and now you're an apostle, prophet, and a teacher, and then when you find out that a pastor is a feeder, by teaching the word along with the teacher, feeding with wisdom and understanding, now you got four offices in one person. That doesn't make a bit of sense, does it? Well, you don't know God. That's your problem. And then if you go out and start getting people born again, you're doing the work of an evangelist. Now, you know, nobody believes that. They don't teach that in any... I don't want to say that, but I'm going to. They don't teach that in any cemetery in the world. You know why? That word is why they're referred to as a cemetery, because they're all dead. And what they teach is dead. So, now, I'm in Plano, and I am convinced that I'm a prophet and a teacher. The only problem that I was having was people that thought they wanted to, that thought they had a church and they didn't, and I told them so, and that highly offended them, and they wanted me to be their pastor, and I said, no, I'm not your pastor. You don't have a church. If you'd like to join me, that you're welcome. Later, I wish that I said, go and don't ever come back. I'm serious. You don't know how I was persecuted by that bunch. Well, you have no idea. Their tongue set on fire from hell. That they had a heart that wanted to kill me. And still have it. They're still after me. The great thing, they can't catch me now. I used to sit down and talk with them. No, I wouldn't even talk with them now. I don't have anything to do with sons of Belial. Nothing. And if you do, you're silly. There's no fellowship between darkness and light. Cannot be. If you enjoy them, you are in darkness yourself. Amen. All of you have heard, if you've listened, how when I lived in Argyle, I knew a lot of people because of my background as a veterinarian. And they had all kinds of properties, and I could go to about anyone that I wanted to anytime, to fish or whatever. So one day, these three religious people asked me if I knew any place that we might cut some wood. We had fireplaces. I said, yeah, probably. So I asked this guy, he said, Doc, go cut any tree you want that's dead. Thank you. So we go out, and right off the bat, we get stuck. Now that told me, maybe you've missed God, Doyle. Did God send you out to cut wood to get stuck, or to cut wood? Well, we got out, and we cut down some trees, and we took our little brown bags with us, you know, sack lunch. We wanted to look like real woodcutters. God. So we cut the trees. We're sitting there on a nice October afternoon. Could have been November, but it was warm and sunny, and eating my sack lunch, which I was really familiar with. And they were talking about how much money they were saving by not having to buy the wood. But that how nice it was they could come out and cut that wood. Well, you know, God will take you where you're at, and right out of your own mouth, he'll snare you. I said, well, frankly, I don't care a whole lot about cutting wood, but I probably cut more wood than any of them ever had. But I said, I come out for the fellowship. And God said, what fellowship had darkness with light? Well, I sat there and thought a minute. I said, gentlemen, I think I'm going to take a walk. I had to get away from it. I said, Lord, are you telling me these men are sons of Belial? Is that what you're saying? That's what I'm saying, though. Sons of Belial. Sons of darkness. Shame it. I went back, get my self-control, never did tell them. I don't even know if I've told them until today. But that's what they were. And that was really the beginning of beware of men. Beware. I mean, these guys said they liked me. I prayed with them. God said they were sons of darkness. So by the time I got to Plano, I had about 10 years under my belt obeying God. And the people I met didn't even know how to spell the word, obey. All they thought about was working for Jesus. New word. Okay, now we know we're a prophet and we know we're a teacher. And now, I'm talking about myself. Now, God is about to send Barnabas and Paul, and I learned something else. Let's go.
Verse 3, and when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed into Seleucia.
Did you hear that? Sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Now, I think we went on past the verse we should reread. Separate yourself. Have we come to that yet?
Yeah, we had read that. Verse 2. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. And the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them.
Hold. Ministering to the Lord. How do you minister to the Lord? Praise and worship. And that's where God talks. That's where God talks. And that I learned. You praise and worship God, you're going to get the mind of God, and you're going to get direction. And that's how I live. Separate yourself, Barnabas and Saul, unto the work, what, where he had called them?
Whereunto I have called
whereunto,
them.
Whereunto, yeah. I've called. In other words, they knew the work God had told them what to do, and they did not go until they were praising and worshiping God, praying, and God spoke and said, separate yourself and go. You see, the church knows nothing about following God, nothing. They fall aboard, they have a, get a consensus, they get some strong person that thinks they know what they're doing, and they talk and they call it God. God, for sure, the God of this world. So, they departed. They departed. Now, let me tell you something. I handled this in my business world life for 10 years. And that's where I found out that God will run a business like that through the Spirit and not through the flesh. So when I got here, I started in 780. I started teaching that. And, you know, that went over like a lead balloon, they used to say. Down. Because people didn't have ears to hear and didn't want to. Amen. So now, they've been sent by the Holy Ghost, right?
Right.
To the work that God had told them about. Let's go.
Verse 5. And when they were at Salamis, they preached the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews. And they had also John to their minister. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus, which was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, for so his name was by interpretation.
Hold it. You notice that these people... there was a man, pardon me, and I'll get to these people in a minute. There was a man that wanted to hear the Word of God. Wanted to hear the Word of God. And there was a false prophet, Elymas. And that false prophet did not want this person to hear the word of God. The devil never wants you to hear the word of God. He wants you to hear a lie. So today, there are all kinds of false people that used to be with me in this place, and they have done everything they can to destroy the work of God that God gave me to do, sent me to Plano to do, bought this building, paid for it, thank God, never begged a thing of any of them, and they wanted to destroy it. And they're still at it. They go to great lengths trying to destroy what God is doing. They're sons of darkness, sons and daughters of Belial. And if you're smart, you'll hear what God is saying and get away from them. Get away from them. Because one day they'll bite your hand. Don't kid yourself. Amen. Now, Elymas, this deputy, wanted to hear the word, right? But this false prophet didn't want anybody to hear the word. Let's go on.
that Elimaeus, the sorcerer, for so is his name by interpretation.
Hold it a minute. Notice he was a sorcerer. And did you know all these bloggers, all these people that oppose me, they're a bunch of sorcerers. Did you know that? They walk in the wrong spirit. Sorcery. God bless them. They don't bother me. They're not biting me. They're biting God. And God will deal with them. Just remember one thing about Psalm 2. I put it up yesterday on the audio. You can do all you want to. You can take counsel against God and against His anointed. You can say all manner of things. You can rage. You can imagine vain things. You can do all kinds of things. But one day, you will take the wrong step. God will hit you with His power. And you know what? You find dead bodies lying on the street. I've taught the truth for years, and people have laughed, scoffed at what I believe. Simple. They say, oh, we're more intelligent than Doyle. Great. Who cares? I'm not in any kind of competition. Certainly not with fools. Amen. Now, I didn't know how tough this morning would get. But God's after you, wicked people. And that's what you are, wicked as you can be. You cannot stop what God is doing. You cannot stay the hand of God. You can't stop me because God sent me. God opposed me. So give it up, silly. What's next?
He withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith. 9. Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O fool of all subtlety and all mischief.
Just a minute. Paul set his eyes. People used to laugh in this building when I set my eyes on somebody, and they joked about it. One who used to laugh and talk said of my eyes, he called them scanners. And he said, whenever those scanners turn on, you better watch. You better get ready because they're going to find focus on something and then God will move. And he knew that. You know what? That fool's not here today. He mocked God. He laughed at the way my eyes would move. Go ahead. It doesn't bother me. They're my eyes. So, he fastened his eyes, right?
Right.
Was it fastened or fixed?
Set his eyes on him.
Set them. There you go. Move on.
10. And said, O fool, of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness.
Wait a minute. Set his eyes. Oh, fool. You child of the devil. Do you see that? Did you know that went on in church? You know it still does? Child of the devil. Full of all subtlety. What else?
And all mischief.
Oh, mischief. Oh, yeah. Bunch of mischief makers. Around, trying to shut down the work of God. Full of mischief. Wicked people. Thank God. Children of the devil, right? Is that what it says?
Child of the devil.
Well, just one here.
Right.
But I'm dealing with the whole household. I hope there are none of them here. But surely they still have houses. Go ahead.
Thou enemy of all righteousness.
Enemy of all righteousness. That's what you are. You can't stop God. You cannot stop Him. No one can stop God. Lord Jesus, have mercy. Go ahead.
Wilt thou not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord?
Look at that. That statement. Wilt thou not cease to pervert? That's what y'all are doing. You're a bunch of perverted people, perverting the right ways of the Lord. Thank God. It causes many people to fall and turn away from God through your wickedness. And God will hold you accountable. And don't think I'm threatening you. I'm warning you what's going to happen. Go ahead.
11. And now behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee.
The hand of the Lord is up on you. Look at that. Go ahead.
And thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season.
Oh, man. God wouldn't do that. Well, he did. That's why you don't think Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You'll be blind for a season. What did it say? Not see the sun?
Right. And not seeing the sun for a season.
Yeah. Not seeing the sun. That's blind. You know that? Now, let's move on.
And immediately there fell on him a mist and a darkness.
A mist and a darkness. You say, is that what's happened to you? No, that is not what has happened to me. It's the wickedness of the people of God that were God's people that came against me with all their wicked sorceries and witchcrafts and came down on my soul, and my eyes became dim from their sin. And you can find this all through the Bible. It happened to Paul, it happened to me, it happened to Jesus, it happened to David, it happened to a lot of people. But look at, go ahead, what's next?
And he went about seeking some to lead him by the hand.
Oh, he had to have somebody lead him. You see, I actually don't have to have anybody lead me, so I'm not the same person. Well, I know some wicked heart is saying, aha, that's what happened to you, huh? You sorcerer. Well, I'm not a liar, and you are. Next.
Verse 12. Then the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed, being astonished at the doctrine of the Lord.
Oh, the deputy believed the miracle. God blinding this guy, this false prophet, blinded him. The deputy believed. What's amazing, he was astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. Is that finished, that account?
Just one more verse.
Okay.
13. Now when Paul and his company loosed from Paphos, they came to Perga and Pamphylia, and John departed from them, returned to Jerusalem.
Amen. That's enough for this Sunday morning. But we'll come with another message a little later. Praise God for the things he's done. God is doing great things in the earth. That's not just talk, folks. That's the truth. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is stirring the world because we're coming down to the last days for human history. Thank God. Get that straight, folks. It's closer than you think. And you scoffers that think it won't happen. It will. It'll be too late. Too late. God is warning you out of the mouth of me, an apostle, prophet, that the time is close. It's near. And you need to submit yourself to the Lordship of Jesus Christ and let him lead your life and do with you what he wants to do. We're going to continue on in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts, and KD is going to do a considerable amount of reading. I don't know how much I'm going to say, but the Word of God is being read and ministered by the Spirit of God. Kathy, you ready?
14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Pisidia, and went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent unto them, saying, You men and brethren, if you have any word of exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up and beckoned with his hand, and said, Men of Israel, and you that fear God, give audience. The God of this people of Israel chose our fathers and exalted the people when they dwelt as strangers in the land of Egypt, and with a high arm brought he them out of it. And about the time of 40 years suffered he their manners in the wilderness. And when he had destroyed seven nations in the land of Canaan, he divided their land to them by lot. And after that he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. And afterwards they desired a king. And God gave unto them Saul the son of Cis, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, by the space of 40 years. And when he had removed him, he raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart.
Hold it. I want to say something to you people that put down David. You need to repent. I've heard you for years put down David. God said he was a man after God's heart. And you think that a man after God's heart saith God is an evil man? You think that, do you? You need to repent of your pride and your wickedness coming against servants of God, people that God upholds. Continue on.
I found David, the son of Jesse, a man after mine own heart, which shall fulfill all my will.
Hold it. Notice that David would fulfill all of God's will. You blasphemers that come against him, you never do God's will. The man did the will of God. I'm not defending David. I wouldn't even try. He's in heaven. Thank God. I'm warning you to stop sinning with your blasphemous words against servants of God. Go ahead.
23. Of this man's seed has God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John fulfilled his course, he said, Whom think you that I am? I am not he. But behold, there cometh one after me whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of this salvation sent. For they that dwell at Jerusalem and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the prophets which are read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them in condemning him. And though they found no cause of death in him, yet they desired Pilate that he should be slain. And when he had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. But God raised him from the dead.
There's the gospel. Preach right there. Go ahead.
31. And he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled the same unto us their children, in that he has raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second psalm, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And as concerning that he raised him up from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, I will give you the sure mercies of David. Wherefore he saith also in another psalm, Thou shalt not suffer thine holy one to see corruption. For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep, and was laid unto his fathers, and saw corruption. But he, whom God raised again, saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things, from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you that which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, you despisers, and wonder, and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broke up, many of the Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. But when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which spoken of by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, It was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing you put it from you and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. And so has the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. And the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. But the Jews stirred up the devout and honorable women and the chief men of the city and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of their coasts.
So stirred up the devout and honorable women who did what against Paul and Barnabas?
And raised persecution.
Persecution. Women. Honorable women. I want to say something. Kathy is publishing the gospel worldwide as she reads this by the Spirit of God. Go ahead.
And expelled them out of their coasts. 51. But they shook off the dust of their feet against them and came to Iconium. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost.
That's it?
That's it.
Those words will be preached many times by this live stream that Kathy just published by the Spirit of God. You see, women can publish the gospel. They're commanded to. You people that get bent out of shape about a woman doing something, why they can't usurp authority over a man, my goodness sakes alive. In other words, you are so important a woman can't even read the Bible to you. Somebody laugh?
Yes.
Huh? Well, if you didn't, I am. That's ridiculous. Humble yourself. Thank God. Women are commanded to preach the gospel. Amen. And you preach Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That is the gospel. You need to understand that. Amen.